And I'll combat outfits, black boots, and he'd drive from Bannister's office across the lake and check the training, which consisted largely of shooting, come back and give his report, and it was moving forward pretty steadily until Kennedy learned in late 63, precisely August the 1st, 1963, he learned now that for several years now, his orders against any more anti-Cuba activity, much less preparation for a new land invasion of Cuba, was being violated. So he had to call on the FBI to actually raid the CIA camp where the Cubans and other anti-Castro people were being trained. But even then, the FBI, because the intelligence community protects different parts of each other, did not make it public to the people until we were able to find it out. The troops were being trained there, too, to land in Cuba. But they broke it up for the time being. I'm not sure that made a lot of difference by then. A lot of men had been trained, since this was August 1st, 63, an awful lot of men had been trained and were available to do some shooting when November came in Dallas.
This reminds me a little of some of the Iran-Contra activities that certain elements of intelligence through NFC seemed to be carrying on, a foreign policy that was separate, at least from the espoused policy of the executive branch and certainly the foreign policy of the Congress. But in this case, the president acted through the FBI to break up this secret team's activities.
It's not just a little, that's a very good analogy, a metaphor, but it's not just a little, like, it really is the predecessor to it. In other words, the CIA was, and the Kennedy thing was not using just CIA individuals, it was going off the shelf, which is his phrase, that going outside of the agency offices and so forth, and going to taking some civilian groups and other groups off the shelf operation that was building up by 63, which I just described, the force from which you had the central ingredients that actually murdered John Kennedy, which again leaves it nothing but a CIA murder of John Kennedy, but the covert elements of the CIA. That's what I want to emphasize.